First, Season 2, Episode 6, Workers of the Galaxy, Unite!
Warning! Visibility 30%. Engaging headlights.
God, this atmosphere is really cloudy.
It's like it's polluted.
Probably is. What are the odds this place adheres to any environmental standards?
Well, let's just hope the auto-landing knows where we're going.
All 20 of my fingers are crossed.
Hey, I'm getting the hang of this thing. Almost.
Hello, travellers. Have you got an appointment scheduled?
Appointment?
Access is strictly limited here.
What, the whole factory?
The whole planet.
Sorry, we don't have an appointment.
Well, you'll simply have to go.
Wait, see, my name is Ben Blaze, son of Scarlet Blaze.
Oh?
Yeah, here's my ID.
Well, as you may be aware, your mother is not here.
Well, my lawyer said that I may have legal claim upon this property, and therefore should be allowed to inspect it.
Oh?
But I can get them on the phone if you'd prefer.
No. It's all right. And you have to bring all your friends?
Yes, all of them.
Very well. You're lucky I happen to be available right now. I can give you a tour around the main parts of the premises. Follow me, and don't wander off.
Here we find the syrup station. We have a wide variety of flavours for our drinks, including many seasonal varieties. Considering we cater to about 1,000 planets, many with their own traditions and holidays, there are a lot of different flavours.
Oh, I'm really craving a dark matter latte now.
We can offer some free samples at the end of the tour. That building there is the Flavor Lab, where our finest taste scientists work on new and exciting combos, working out precisely what molecular combinations make the best culinary experience.
Oh, that sounds like the dream job.
Many of our scientists say it is. And if you look here, you will find where the syrup...
Hey!
What?
You!
Me?
Come here.
What the hell?
You are welcome.
What?
I've heard his guided tours before. They're fun at first, but they drag on.
Who are you?
I'm Leo. I work here. You're Gia, aren't you? The girl who exposed Scarlet.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't just me, but yeah.
Oh, it's good to meet you. You're well known around here.
I am?
Yes. Right, the manager was playing dumb, right? But he knows exactly who you all are.
Oh.
It's fine. He won't do anything. He probably just wants to keep an eye on you, make sure you don't cause any trouble.
Fair enough. We do have a tendency to cause trouble.
You guys shook things up here. After she disappeared, all these investors and auditors were swarming around this place. I fixed a few things, actually. Made sure we were all on proper wages and that, not that it was enough.
It wasn't?
I mean, what you did was great, don't get me wrong, but conditions here are... I mean, you can see the pollution, right?
We could hardly land off ship.
Most of us have problems in our lungs because of it. And the higher-ups just don't care. Things here have been so awful for so long, it would take more than that to make a proper change. Scarlet wasn't the only problem after all.
The problem's in the system.
Precisely. It'll take more than one arrest warrant to fix.
God, I'm sorry.
Don't be. We have it under control.
You do?
We're going on strike next week. Pay, pensions, health and safety, we want it all. We're the Spacebug's biggest factory. It'll hit them pretty hard.
That's really cool.
So, why are you here?
We're looking for Scarlet. We've been following this trail and it led here.
She's not here.
We know. But hopefully we'll find something here that will tell us where to go next.
We won't find it on the manager's guided bloody tour, that's for sure.
He's hiding things from us, isn't he?
They all are.
Well, This super sketchy guy, Dr. Riddell, had a huge delivery sent here. Have you heard of him?
We got a lot of deliveries here.
From Zix?
Zix? But why didn't you say so? I mentioned our lung issues, right?
Yeah?
They've been trialling some of us on this new medication from a doctor from Zix.
That must be him.
We've been assured the trials are safe, but we have our suspicions.
Riddell seemed pretty dodgy, I'll be honest. But Scarlet doesn't have a great track record of caring about you guys. Why is she bothering now?
I dread to think. I'll ask around, see if anyone has any more info.
Thank you. I imagine we won't be allowed to stay here very long. Meet us tonight at the ship?
Deal. You better get back to the tour before the manager realizes you're gone.
Yeah. Thanks for helping.
My pleasure. I'd do anything to fuck with space bucks.
Oh, you'll get along well with my friends.
And on your left, you'll see our treacle mines, natural deposits of molasses where geothermal heat has caramelized long-buried plants into brown sugars. The deposit on this planet actually mirrors...
She is missing. What do we do?
Stall? She must have wanted the manager not to notice she's missing, slipping off like that.
Leave it to me.
Those found in Chobham, England, on our own planet of Earth. That about concludes our tour of the interesting parts of this facility. So if you would all like to follow me to somewhere you can eat.
I wouldn't be so sure we visited all the parts of interest. My friend Mr. Blaze here has a, how can I put this, penchant for accountancy. Perhaps you might be able to give us some insight into that aspect of this operation?
Oh, you should have said earlier. I myself have a background in accounting. Why, I studied in the Vogon accounting department for 5 years before this job.
I can see I'm dealing with an expert. Would it be possible to get a sneak peek at the balance sheets?
Ah, my pride and joy. Come on, you won't believe the colour coding system I've got for some of these bad boys.
And for those of us who perhaps don't find spreadsheets quite so scintillating?
Well, there's a cafeteria somewhere upstairs, I guess. Well, there's maps on the walls at the end of each corridor. Now, Mr. Blaze, why don't you and I find somewhere a bit quieter to really go over some profit and loss statements?
Where have you been?
I'll explain in a second. Where's the manager? Wait, where's Ben?
They went off to go and drool over spreadsheets together. And possibly each other. I've never seen Ben with that kind of look on his face before. I'm... hesitant to call it that, but love? Yes, it could be.
Thank you, Beth. I get the picture.
You should have some coffee. It's so good.
We thought about not taking any food just to be safe, but oh, it looks so nice. Try this.
Oh, thanks. Damn it, why does it have to taste so nice?
Hooey! You would not believe some of the things that man can do with admin. Ooh. Can't stop thinking about them even now. Wall-to-wall monitors, each taken up with boxes upon boxes of beautiful data.
I see what you meant, Beth. Well, are you even going to ask me where I went?
Huh?
Ugh. Anyway, this worker, Leo, wanted to talk to me. He recognised me, all of us in fact. Apparently what happened with Scarlet made waves here.
The manager said it completely transformed the factory. Made everything a lot better, a lot safer.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Leo said a few things changed, but workers here still aren't happy. Aren't even safe.
The manager said everything here fits health and safety standards, man.
The manager lied. I told Leo to meet us on our ship tonight. He's going to ask around about Dr. Riddell.
Good. I don't think we're getting anywhere with the manager, really. Anyway, he's definitely hiding things.
You know, this place kind of reminds me of Zix.
I was just thinking that.
Different galaxy, same problems.
That's actually kind of sad.
Yeah. It's getting dark. I vote we head back to the ship.
And I vote we take as much free food with us as possible.
Seconded.
Oh, leaving so soon?
We're probably going to have to dock here overnight. I need to sleep before I can fly.
But we'll be gone first thing in the morning.
It's been a delight to have you here. I wish you a pleasant journey.
My lawyer may be in contact.
I look forward to it. I hope you kids stay out of trouble. It's a dangerous world out there.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Was that a threat?
I don't know. It sounded more like...
a warning.
Leo, thanks so much for coming.
Yes, yes, it's all right. This is the gang, huh?
Yeah. Everyone, this is Leo.
Hey, Leo!
Pleasure. So, these medical trials have been going on for about a month now. We're not convinced they adhere to, like, any medical codes of practice, which isn't really a surprise.
Any idea why they're happening?
No clue. Unless Scarlet suddenly started caring about her workers. Or about a health problem she'd known existed for almost 20 years.
20 years?
Well, there are stories of this illness from the very beginning of space books. No deaths have been officially linked to it, but... well, it's best not to think about it too hard.
There must be a reason for the trials. I mean, why now?
That I cannot help you with. However, a friend in the finance department has given me the address of some of the trial's biggest donors.
Oh, that's awesome.
He wrote it down here. This is all I have. Good luck with finding her, and when you do, give her hell from me.
I promise. And good luck with the strikes.
Thank you.
A new lead!
We should put the address into the navigation system. See how long it will take.
Yeah, Beth, I'll leave that to you. Beth? Are you okay? What is it?
It's the address. It's my parents.
This has been Burst, written and directed by Marina McCready. It was performed by Isaac Allen, Majola Akinyemi, Marina McCready, William Reith, James Rogers, Katrina Rose, and Thomas Rosenberg. This episode was edited by Jasper Christie-Hyde. Want to think about wall-to-wall mirrors, each taken up with boxes upon boxes of beautiful data? Like our page on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram and Twitter for updates.